Are we playing individual or teams?
Teams are fun.
Oh, in that case, I'd like to be partnered with my good friend Howard.
But I'm always on Howard's team. We're best friends. The kind who finish each other's...
I really don't think we do
that. Do that, see?
Oh, hi.
Oh, how did it go with the mechanic?
Not great. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe I can go with you guys to Houston?
Isn't it a little late to get plane
tickets? Yeah.
Will you please stop?
Stop that? Okay.
I don't know what to do. My car threw a rod and it's totaled. I can't afford a new one. I have no job and now I can't drive to auditions.
I'm so sorry. I know it's a sensitive subject, but can you reconsider that part in the movie?
I did. I called them. The part's gone. I gave it to someone else. Now that girl's gonna get discovered and become famous and go on Letterman and talk about how she got her big break on some cheap monkey movie, all because some dumb girl thought it was beneath her.
At least they talked about you on Letterman. Come on, I can drive you wherever you need to go.
How? Unlike me, you have a job. I'm just gonna have to go back to being a waitress. Like I will be for the rest of my life.
Leonard, could you wrap it up? We're waiting on you.
Life's falling apart, interfering with your board game?
It is. Yeah, you were wrong, friend Howard. She completely understood.
Hey, you busy?
No, what's up?
Have you heard back from Emily?
I have.
Great, and?
And I'm afraid she doesn't think you're right for her.
I give you one simple thing to do. Contact a complete stranger and make her fall in love with me, and you blow it.
Look, I told her what a good guy you are, but she thought it was a bad sign that you didn't write to her yourself. She thought it made you seem too shy and passive.
I'm not too shy and passive. You write her back and tell her I said that. You know, when you have a second.
Look, I'll see if I can change her mind tomorrow night.
What's happening tomorrow night?
I'm meeting her for coffee.
What?
Well, we emailed back and forth a bit, and we kind of hit it off.
Well, I find a girl I like, and you're stealing her?
No, we just ended up having a lot in common. We went to Harvard, we like Chaucer, we're both hardcore into quilting.
Your words fall like acid rain on the wounded petals of my heart.
That's Sheldon. He says he'll be down in a minute.
What are you doing?
He's not coming out until he sees proof you don't have an air freshener in your car.
This is gonna be a long weekend for you.
You're the reason I'm doing it.
I said to stop insulting each other. I didn't tell you to take him on a romantic getaway.
How do I know what you said? Damn you and your noise-canceling breasts.
Hello.
Hey,
hi,
buddy.
You excited for Texas?
Oh, very much so.
It's not every day you get to tour NASA with a real astronaut.
Who's the real astronaut?
Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, yay!
Howard. I have to go to the bathroom.
You just went to the bathroom.
Yeah, but I didn't use it because it didn't seem safe. Despite all my emails, the toilet didn't have a seatbelt.
Well, it still doesn't.
Yeah, I realize that, but safety concerns went out the window 2 apple juices ago.
Fine.
Why are you getting annoyed?
I'm trying to be a better friend, but you constantly say and do irritating things.
Like when?
When? How about in the car? I'm an astronaut, and you know it. You just don't like admitting it because you're jealous.
Well, truth be told, as a child, I did dream of going to space. Those astronauts are my heroes. And when you got to go, it was hard for me. because it made me realize they'll just send anyone up there. Aren't you going to let me out?
Nope.
But I still need to use the bathroom.
Here you go. Be creative. What's the matter? Scared of a little turbulence?
No. Turbulence is just the equalization of diurnal temperature variations in the atmosphere. I'm not scared at all. Oh, apple juice, stay where you are.
This is nothing. I experienced way worse when I was plummeting back to Earth, apparently not being a real astronaut.
Okay, that was a big one.
I take it back. I'm scared of turbulence.
I'm gonna need that backpack.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, why wouldn't I want to get my old job back? It'll be fun to see everyone. I haven't talked to them since I said, I quit. See you at the Oscars, bitches. Come on, let's just get this over with.
Let's just get this over with. Am I driving you to the Cheesecake Factory or are we having sex? I'm trying to lighten the mood.
I know, thank you.
Sorry.
It's just so humiliating.
So humiliating. Am I driving you to the Cheesecake Factory? I'm sorry, I'll stop. Come on, don't look so sad. You never know what's gonna happen. Maybe tonight will be great.
Sweetie, I know you're trying to make me feel better, and I love you for that, but it's making me feel worse, and I kind of hate you. This isn't your car.
I know. I thought we'd take yours.
I don't understand.
It's nothing fancy, but it'll get you to auditions, and at least for now, you don't have to go back to waitressing.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could say thank you. I did just buy you a car.
Look, I admit that it's odd that Rajesh didn't write to you himself, but if you get to know him, you'll see he's just a sweet, regular guy. As a counterpoint, here he is uninvited and visibly sweating.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Amy told me you were concerned that I might be too passive and shy. Let me ask you something. Would a passive guy barge in here to look you in the eye and say, hey, Ducas Flower, what's up?
No, but a weird guy with no boundaries might.
Okay, that's a separate issue. Let's put a pin in that and just focus on the passive thing.
I'm leaving.
Are we still gonna go to that Chaucer reading Friday?
You know, I think I'm just gonna go by myself.
Not my best first date. Yeah, but not my worst either.
I'm sorry for every mean thing I ever did or said to you.
I'm sorry, too. It's all my fault.
If you weren't my friend, there'd be a hole in my life.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Kind of like when Firefly was canceled. But not as big.
Seatbelt sign. You're now free to move about the cabin.
It's over.
Yeah.
Should we stop holding hands now?
In a minute.
Okay, good.